Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I sound a little bit better today. Still sound like I've been abducted, but a little bit closer to the norm. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, and that is State Senator Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat from East Lansing, and glad she is able to join us. Hello, Gretchen. How are you?
I'm great, Jack. I'm glad to know that you're starting to feel a little bit better. That's good.
Well, I wanted to get your take on some news today regarding a $37 million investment from General Motors in the Lansing Delta Assembly Plant. What does that mean to this area?
Well, I think it's exciting. I mean, it means, you know, jobs, and it means that there's a long-term commitment to our community, which is, on cutting-edge manufacturing, which is fantastic. I mean, that's what we all hope for, and when you see GM putting together a press conference, you know it's going to be good news, because they don't press conference bad news. So it's very exciting, and we're grateful to have General Motors be such a, you know, big part of our community.
Well, there's some other news today involving U.S. government money coming in for a cleanup of auto sites in the state and in the Midwest. And that's something I think I heard Virge Bernero call for long, long ago, but that has turned out to be a very good thing, I think, that finally the money is going to be here for that, and that will maybe spark some further investment.
Right. Well, there's no question. You know, I've been knocking doors down in, downtown Lansing and right along the line where the old plant used to be across from Sexton. And, you know, you just look at it and you think, what could be, what are the possibilities here? But you got to get it cleaned up first and ready for some new entrepreneur or new business to come in and get established. And so there's so much possibility, but cleaning it up is job one. So that's good news.
Yeah, I would guess there's also a pretty important environmental factor with that, isn't there?
And without a doubt. You know, I mean, the technologies have changed and gotten so much cleaner over the years that I'm sure there are issues with, you know, a lot of those properties, but they I'm sure they will be addressed. That's a part of the cleanup, the effort, as I understand it.
All right. We are talking with State Senator Gretchen Whitmer, one of my favorite elected representatives, and I wanted to talk to you about another program very important to you, the Ingham County Great Start Collaborative Events, and your involvement with that. What can you tell us?
Well, you know, we've got this partnership between Ingham County Great Start Collaborative and the Michigan Great Start Partnership, which is a part of the Early Childhood Investment Corporation here in Michigan. And what they do is educate parents and kids at the very earliest stages of learning. And it was my privilege to go out to Hazlitt the other day with a number of children through the Spartan Laboratory, and then also go over to the East Lansing Public Library the next day and just watch and participate in the learning and the teaching for these new parents who are trying to teach their very young children, 2 years old, to listen and, you know, how to be curious about different kinds of tactile toys. And it was just really fascinating, because when I had my kids 6 and 8 years ago, I did not take advantage of these programs, even though they existed. I just didn't know that they were there.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything that I can do to help kind of advertise this, they're phenomenal for the kids, but also for the parents.
Gretchen, I want to ask you this before. If you did not have these two young daughters, would you be involved in some of the things you are now? I think you would be, but your passion really comes through, and I'm guessing it's because you live it every day.
Well, you know, I think that I would be, Jack. You know, I ran for office before I had kids, and education has always been the great equalizer in my mind, and so that's something that's always been important to me. But I don't know that I felt the urgency that I do now as a parent, that, you know, we turn Michigan around, that we educate every child, no matter what family they happen to be born into, and that we give everyone the means and the ability to succeed on their own. in this new economy and in this changing world. So I think it's, I just have a greater sense of urgency in, as a parent. Not that my priorities have changed, but just feel more urgent about it.
Gretchen, I had the chance to spend 16 days in Central Africa a little more than a year ago and 16 days in China last spring. I know China is a four-letter word to some people these days, but in both of those countries, Uganda and China, education was everything. It was seen as the answer. Why is that so slow to dawn on some people back here in Michigan?
I don't know. You know, I often talk about how I've never heard a legislator or candidate run against education, right? Everyone's pro-education, and yet when we get to budget decision-making time, education is the one area that has continued to be cut every year over the last 10 years. And occasionally we'll find that we're in the red and what, or in the black, and what happens? Well, we send that money over to the general fund, and that's just wrong. You know, we need legislators and people who understand that if we're going to build the economy of the future, and if we're going to move toward the sciences like this advanced manufacturing that GM is you know, investing in, it has to begin with education. You can no longer drop out of high school and grab a line job and pay for your family and have a pension and retire. It's just those jobs at General Motors are high tech, and that's got to start with having an educated workforce.
I understand that the state budget has to be balanced. It's not like the federal budget. There's not a money tree on the lawn of the Capitol. But in terms of the areas that can be cut, someone reminded me that cutting education funding was like eating your seed corn for a farmer, and that anything you hope to grow in the future wasn't going to be impossible without it.
Right. And, you know, no one likes to talk about revenues and you know, how to balance the budget. But Lou Glaser has these great slides that he puts right on top of one another, and it shows the states that are thriving the most are the ones that are spending the greatest amount of money on education.
Pretty logical, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and it doesn't mean you just throw money at an education system if it's not working.
Right.
You know, along goes with it is assessment and continual modification and developing critical thinkers. But that's really the key to success in those states. It's not about the tax structure. It's about education is what it comes down to.
Gretchen, I want to ask you a question or two about this political campaign. What are you feeling out there? What are you hearing?
I think that there's a lot of angst out there. You know, I've knocked doors for some of my colleagues. I've knocked doors in my district. And I think it's universal. People are concerned. They're paying attention, but trying not to get too, you know, overwhelmed by all the media coverage and the mailboxes. I mean, I had one woman thank me for not advertising on television. So I think that people are overwhelmed and they're scared. You know, they want to know that the people they elect really care about doing the right thing today, the right thing for Michigan for 5 years from now, and the right thing for Michigan that's going to be 40 years from now. We've got to have a long-term vision of what we want Michigan to be, and that should drive our decisions at the Capitol, not temporary, you know, daily crises that crop up.
Right.
But we should really figure out how to work together, and I think people want us to work together and come up with a long-term plan for a successful Michigan where our kids can thrive and our businesses can grow.
Why is that so difficult? I can have conversations individually with a number of state representatives and senators and seem to be thoughtful people, well-meaning, and put them together in a room. And as former Governor William Milliken said, there is so much bitterness and so little cooperation sometimes that it makes progress in serving in the mutual best interest extremely difficult.
Right. Well, I think, you know, term limits has made it, you know, more difficult to develop relationships where you can trust one another and, you know, negotiate a deal that isn't, you know, a win for one person and a loss for the other. So I think term limits has complicated things, and things have gotten hyper-partisan on both the federal level and the state level, and it's not only in Michigan. I went to the Darden Business School and met legislators from all over the country, and they all felt as though they came from the most dysfunctional legislature. So I'll tell you that the partisanship has permeated at all levels. But I think we've hit a point in Michigan where we can't continue to put Band-Aids or use gimmicks to get out of our budget woes. We've got to have people sit at the table, and everyone has some skin in the game and says, we're gonna move forward, and we're not all going to like every decision that comes out of here, but we're going to do something for the long term. And I think with this massive change that's coming to Lansing in this election, that there's an opportunity there, and I hope to be one of the people to set that tone.
Well, we look forward to that as well. Gretchen Whitmer, State Senator, a Democrat from East Lansing, our guest. Gretchen, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jack. Take care of yourself. All right.